of the Rebbe in volume 5, and this is letter number 1263. Where did I lose my place here already? And this is dated, let me just see here. Okay, so this is dated, let me see when it's dated. This is dated the third day of Kislev, Tavshin Yud Beis. This is 1952 that the Rebbe wrote the letter. So here the Rebbe says that it's related. This particular letter was as a I guess as an introduction from the Rebbe to the a pamphlet or a booklet that they published at the time. So the Rebbe writes that it's related that when the Alter Rebbe, the first Rebbe, he was incarcerated in Petra Pavlovsky in Petersburg. So one time the Magid, Harava Magid, that's his teacher, together with the Baal Shem Tov, his teacher's teachers, they came from the world of truth. And the Alter Rebbe asked them, why does he deserve this? What is it that they're expecting from him? They arrested the Alter Rebbe at the time as a counter-revolutionary, as a person going against the government. I mean, the problems didn't begin with Stalin. They had problems all through the Tsars and the Jewish people over there at the time. But and they responded to the Rebbe that there is a criticism in the spiritual worlds above because he teaches a lot of Hasidus, a lot of esoteric teachings, a lot of it and very openly. So the Alter Rebbe said, no, so if I go out from here, should I stop teaching Hasidus because this is a criticism? And he answered to him, once you start, you don't stop. On the contrary, when you go out, you should say even more. And so it was that after he was freed, the Alter Rebbe started saying more, added more times in which he would say Hasidus, and the discourses were at greater length and with more explanation. As it's known that before the incarceration in Petersburg, it was Gilui Hamoir, it was the luminary itself. It's like the sun was revealed, and what means that the Hasidus would burn the world because it was in a surrounding way. Nobody would be able to listen to the words of the Rebbe and remain apathetic, remain as you are. If you heard the Rebbe speak, it burnt you. You had to. But after Petersburg, it became in a more organized, in a more step-by-step way. In receptacles, there was a lot of explanation, putting it in words, articulating it. It was a something which was very difficult to lower Hasidic thought, refined ideas into the intellect to be able to really grasp it. That was a real challenge. So when the criticism above has been nullified and they agreed on the new path, so the incarceration went away, went out free, because once they agreed, if the incarceration came because of the criticism, once the criticism was taken away, so he was freed. And then there was a new conduct on the 19th of Kislev, which is the day that the Alter Rebbe was freed. And he quotes here that in this day, the great luminaries have been revealed. And he's quoting here from the language of Leif David. He flowed with the in a very complete, beautiful way. So every year continues on these days. It goes and it's illuminated again. The light keeps on shining. So every year on the day of Yutes Kislev, it goes up again. It's aroused again. It ni'or with an aleph. It means it illuminates above and below the victory of the path of the Alter Rebbe and his philosophy and his way. And that explains that in many places we call this day Rosh Hashanah for Chassidus, the first day Rosh Hashanah for Chassidus, and it's a special day to strengthen and to keep yourself connected in the teaching of Chassidus as the language, as my father-in-law, the Rav, Rav who used it for this day, Gud Yontev, Lashana Toiva B'Limud HaChassidus, V'Darki HaChassidus to Chaseim, a good year in the study of the Chassidus and the ways of Chassidus to Chaseim, with the Rebbe's signature. Now, it seems a little bit odd, we're not Yutes Kislev, now we're going in the order of the letters, so that's the letter we're up to, so we're reading it over this all that letter. So, we're coming up to Shavuos, and Shavuos is the time that the Torah was given. We're already almost there. We're another 2 weeks, we'll be by Shavuos. 2 weeks and change, we'll be by Shavuos. So there is a connection between the inner part of Torah and the revealed part of Torah. But the main thing is to strengthen ourselves and to realize and appreciate the gifts that we have and to utilize it properly.